Scrolling, and this seems like it's working now. I mean, if I was missing gelato chat, then what's the fucking point? I would say that I don't think I would ever go deliberately seek out gelato, but if presented with gelato, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Some
yeah, I would never take gelato over frozen yogurt. That's just crazy.
Just seemed perfect, and they let it all fall apart.
And the fact that, you know, the St. Louis line, listen, I saying the name of the town is always fun and cool, because one side of the wrestling business will tell you, oh, it's a cheap way to get a pop, or it's a cheap way to get heat. I look at it as fun, because if you're a fan and you're showing up in St. Louis and one of the biggest stars mentions your city, yay, you want to cheer. It's kind of like, you know, your favorite rock and roll band coming out there. You know, think of Paul Stanley or anybody going out there and go, hey, how you doing, St. Louis? It's an easy pop, and it gets people in a great mood. So I understand why he said it, but at this point,
yeah,
he shouldn't have to rely on saying stuff like that to get a reaction.
Well, it's not the time for something fun. I mean, the last place you wanted to say, like, a tagline that was going to be kind of fun for the crowd is in that instance. I mean, think about what's happened to this guy over the last 3 weeks. It should have been anger. Like, like you said, piss and vinegar. We get pissed off. I mean, my God, can we get a pissed off Roman Reigns for once? Do we always have to get that, like you said, sauntering Roman Reigns coming to the ring, saying a couple of taglines, dropping a mic, and then getting out of there? That's the last thing you wanted to see out of that segment last night. I mean, that's it. You talk about missed opportunity. That's now the fourth missed opportunity in a row that the WWE has put Roman Reigns in.
And I'm a little, I'm wondering now if Roman wins in Jeddah. Now, I believe he will. But if he is going to, they should have had him cut a promo where he guarantees he's going to win. Like, he should have cut the quintessential babyface promo where I got my ass kicked in at WrestleMania, but I'm going to fly around the world and give you the receipt that you got coming. Because in that steel cage in Jeddah, I'm going to take the point of my elbow and I'm going to bust your face open and cut you. There should have been Smymouth.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I go back to these two opportunities now. A bloodied up Roman and then the promo last night. And I just, other than falling back on it's not what creative wanted, I have no idea why more advantage is not being taken of these opportunities.
And, Bully, you mentioned about what's going to take place for Friday, the greatest Royal Rumble, and that match in Jeddah, and the cage match between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. And I think most of us will probably think we're going to have a new Universal Champion on Friday. I mean, if you have to go those lengths to make it happen, then maybe it shouldn't happen in the first place.
Well, the flip side to that is sometimes in business you have to go to lengths that you never expected to go to get the desired result. And if the desired result is they want Roman to be their champion, then this is what they're going to have to do. I just don't know what to do with Roman if he doesn't win. And this is what I want to throw out to the nation, and I'd love to hear from them, whether that's on Twitter, or I prefer that you called into the show because I want to hear you. Did you like Roman's promo last night? Did you like the tone in his voice? Did you like any part of it? Do you think he got the job done last night? That's what I want to know. If there's a Roman supporter out there, and I'm hoping to find one, and I'm hoping to hear a point of view that makes me and you go, we didn't look at it from that perspective.
Well, if you're looking for a Roman supporter, it ain't going to be me. 844-796-7874. We'll go to those calls. We'll get to the nation when Bully and I are back right here on Busted Open.
The global expansion of pro wrestling has begun, and we're on the forefront. This is Busted Open on SiriusXM Rush 93. You've listened to NFL Radio for months.
Put the shit on camera, she squirted on the line.
Eastern on SiriusXM Rush 93 and the SiriusXM app.
To keep listening to this wrestling show because I too am angry about wrestling.
Baby, back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Bully Ray. Bully said we're going to be burying somebody today. At least in my book, it's Roman Reigns.
That's a big book.
That's a big, that long haired freak. Cut your hair. Dry it maybe every once in a while too.
Jinx. Anybody calling about it?
No. No. I'm looking. 844-796-7874. And you posed the question. I mean, do you like what they're doing with Roman? Did you like how he came out last night? I mean, is it salvageable? Maybe are you a fan enough that you want to see him the new Universal Champion? Maybe it was like I did going into WrestleMania 34. You sick of the part-time champion in Brock Lesnar? Let's go to the Busted Open Nation. Let's go to Michael in Kentucky. Michael, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys? It's great to be on the show. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Dave, Bully, Gabs, great to be able to talk with you guys today. Regarding Roman Reigns, I want to sit up and I want to lie to you. And I want to say that, you know, give him one more shot, give him one more bite at the apple. No, not anymore. I can't justify it anymore. He's had every opportunity to do it. Braun Strowman has a better opportunity than Roman Reigns does at this belt. Bobby Lashley just got there, has a better opportunity to go for the belt than Roman Reigns, because maybe it's just their push that they're trying to do. But for me, I'm tired of seeing the same old promos, the same old, like, walkouts, you know, big three-sentence, you know, cut promo. I want to see something different than what they're given, you know, and I can't really support a Brock Lesnar.
Hey, buddy, let me ask you this. Do you want to like Roman Reigns?
Back in the day, I did. Back in the day.
Okay, so you no longer want to like him. So last night, did he have an opportunity to win you back over last night, or did you already close the book on him before last night even happened?
You know, I always try to hold out hope, because, you know, WWE, they've often changed my mind about a one particular person or another. And like you said earlier, Willie, it's like when he walked out there, I expected him just to, like, tear the house down, because, you know, Samoa Joe's been punking him for, like, the past couple of weeks. Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman have been punking him like ad nauseum. So it's one of those where I was really, really hoping that the WWE manager would have given me the excuse to like him, and they let me down. So even though I'm gonna sit back, I'm gonna watch that pay-per-view on Friday, because, you know, I'm gonna be home. I'm not looking forward to that fight between Lesnar and Roman. I'm just not feeling that at all, because it's going to be the same-ish, different pay-per-view, and I'm not feeling that at all.
And here's the thing, and thanks so much for the phone call, Michael, is that if we watch that pay-per-view or whatever, that, you know, network special event on Friday, and Roman loses to Brock, then all of a sudden, you know what? Roman becomes a little interesting to me. Because then I'm like, wow, what's next for Roman Reigns? How is he going to recover from this loss? Because now you can't put him in another title match now after you just lost to Brock again. So now, all of a sudden, I'm interested again in Roman Reigns and what's next for him. He wins that title on Friday, boy. All of a sudden, it's like, ugh. That's I think a lot of fans that are going to be watching that on Friday are going to have the same reaction.
And when you just said, ugh, what a great transition to this tweet I'm reading right now. And this comes in from Flair Country. He says, Reigns doesn't sound like he cares. Why should I?
Wow, that's a great tweet.
At this point, I don't care about the Universal Championship. Between a part-timer and...
Hey.
Brock, nobody wins.
Wow.
Professional wrestling,
every
nobody
once
wins.
Once in a while, a
Nailed
good
it.
One comes in, and that was a good one.
That's a really good one, because it kind of reflects what we saw at WrestleMania 34 with that crowd for that main event.
Here's the deal. Leading up to WrestleMania, I thought Roman did a better job of caring, and that's all about the tone in his voice. Last night, he didn't sound like he cared. Now, if for some reason that's by design, I would be more than willing to listen to whoever on the creative team said, listen, Bubba, we wanted him to sound like this for this reason, ABC. In which case, I would look at it with an open mind as a businessman and go, oh, okay, now I get what you're trying to do. But as a fan sitting back after listening last night, I understand why Flair Country on Twitter doesn't care about him. He didn't sound like he cared last night. He almost sounded like what Brock Lesnar is. Brock really doesn't give a crap about anything, and it didn't sound like Roman gave a crap last night.
You know, it's amazing, Bully, when you think about it. Last night, for all intents and purposes, was that go-home show for what's happening at the Greatest Royal Rumble. So that's the last time you're going to see Roman and Brock kind of face off before we see this match in Jeddah. So if you're not getting any emotion and aggression now, when the hell are you going to get it? You're not. That was the last opportunity before what we see on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We've talked it to death.
No, we haven't. Because, okay. But you know why we haven't, Bully? Because they still keep forcing it down our throats. This is why I can now side with a lot of the fans that are saying that Roman's being forced down our throats. I didn't believe that. Now I believe it. Because that's exactly what's happening. That's why it needs to be talked out. That's why we need to find the solution here. Because I am 99.9% sure that on Friday we're getting a new Universal Champion. And that makes absolutely no sense. Because the caller just mentioned about getting punked out by Samoa Joe 2 weeks in a row. Okay, he got punked out. Where's the follow-up? He's on another brand now. So they're having a match at Backlash that they already had confirmed before the Superstar Shakeup, but now Joe's on another brand. So after that match at Backlash, there's not going to be any kind of follow-up. It almost feels like we're definitely getting a new Universal Champion on Friday. And what we've seen the last 3 weeks on Raw, that makes absolutely no sense to me, Bully. No sense at all.
Listen, to have a good radio show, you have to have some good back and forth, and I have to think something, and you have to think something, but we think the exact same thing on this one. I don't know why I should care. I want to care, but I want to care more for personal reasons. I don't know what we're going to get. If that guy comes back as champion, I can't see how the WWE is going to think that people are going to respond positively to Roman as their WWE champion. I think they're going to piss all over it.
Yep.
But maybe they just don't care.
And that's the worst. And that's the worst thing of anything. You talk about reactions. The last reaction you want to get is, I don't care.
Let me ask you this, Dave.
Go ahead.
Are the ratings going to go down if Roman is champion? Is anybody not going to buy the pay-per-views? Are house shows going to be down? Is revenue going to be down? Is business really going to take a hit if Roman's champion? Or will wrestling fans just continue to do what they've always done? Complain, 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 but still tune in every week.
I agree. The wrestling fan is not going to turn it off. I don't think they will. There'll be people, I'm sure we'll talk to some fans today that say, and we've heard this before, I'm going to cancel my subscription to the WWE Network. I'm not going to watch Monday Night Raw anymore. Blah, blah, blah. We've heard that all before. We know it's not going to happen. But maybe you have an opportunity, Bully, to find somebody else. I mean, listen, Brock is an attraction. You said it. And I've said you don't need to have the title around Brock because he's that attraction. But maybe having that Universal title around another wrestler's waist could do something big for the WWE. Maybe you can find that lightning in a bottle where you can have that other pop where you get mainstream attention. Because Roman Reigns is not that guy. He's just not. He's not making the wrestling fan happy, and he's not translating it to any kind of mainstream attention. So you're not winning on either one. Maybe that next guy, who knows, maybe a Braun Strowman could be that guy that could do those things. I'm not saying it's going to be on the level of a Hogan or a Rock or a Stone Cold, or maybe it could be. But we know we're not getting that with Roman. You said it before. It's at that time where you might say this is a failed experiment. I'm saying that right now. It's a failed experiment with Roman Reigns.
I just don't know about Braun as the champion. I understand the argument, but I kind of look at it like this. Remember when guys like Kane or The Undertaker or even Mick Foley were champion? They weren't champions for a long time. They were champions for like a cup of coffee. They were more transitional guys because they were these attraction-esque guys that I don't think they are what Vince envisions as his representation of the WWE around the world. That's what I believe Vince is looking for. The guy that can represent his company, the face of the company. And I don't think Braun is the face of the company. I don't know who the face of the company could be right now. I mean, I remember one caller saying, Seth, I guess, you know, I guess Seth is a good choice. I don't know. Who is that guy?
It could, you know what? It could be Braun. It could be Seth. Who knows?
It can't be Braun.
Why not?
Why not? Because he doesn't look the part to be the face of the company. Think about the past faces. Cena, Rocky, Austin, Hogan. They were a different cut. Can you honestly see Braun Strowman going out there with the championship every single night?
I could see Braun Strowman where mainstream fans or mainstream people outside of wrestling would see Braun Strowman and say, oh my God, look at that guy. That guy looks like a monster.
I think that they have monster plans for Braun Strowman. And one day I believe he will be a champion, but I don't think he's going to be the champion that the championship stays on for a length of time.
All right, let me ask you this, Bully. Do you agree that at least right now, Roman Reigns is not the answer?
From a fan's point of view, yes. I agree that he is not, from a fan's point of view, yes, he is not the answer.
Okay. So maybe today we can kind of come up with that answer.
From a business point of view, completely different. Business point of view, I believe Vince is going to do what he wants to do with that championship, because at the end of the day, remember, we can talk about this as fans to death. This is what we want. This is what we love. This is what we hate. This is what, whatever. Business trumps all of this stuff. When they sit down at the boardroom and they go over line by line, this is how much we made. This is how much we lost. This is what the rating was here. When they look at the numbers don't lie. That's all they care about. Not that they don't care about their fans and their product. They do to an extent. But what they really care about is business. And if putting the belt on Roman is something that they want to do, where they know it's not going to affect the bottom line in any way, shape, or form, who gives a crap?
Yeah, but I think sometimes you got to look at it a little bit different. I understand about
who,
the bottom
who
line.
Who has to look at it differently? You're going to tell Vince he has to look at it differently? He doesn't have to look at anything different. He won the game.
I guess. But you look at that main event where here's my guy. This is the guy I want. This is the poster child. And nobody cared at WrestleMania in front of 78,000 fans. That's not alarming to somebody like Vince McMahon? I mean, the bottom
line.
Why?
You know why it's not alarming? Because every time they do their quarterly reports, they're reporting bigger and bigger dividends. So why should it be alarming?
But it's has nothing to do with Roman.
Oh, my God.
That has nothing to do with Roman.
You want a billionaire to be alarmed? Start taking away his billions. Not because his guy is getting booed. Vince McMahon will be alarmed when the network subscriptions start going down. Vince McMahon will be alarmed when Fox and USA are not fighting about a new deal for them. That's when he'll be alarmed. When money is the issue, not whether or not somebody's cheering for a wrestler or not. That's when they'll be alarmed.
844-796-7874. This is a fascinating discussion. We're going to continue it with the nation. We're back right here on Busted Open.
Colin Cowherd.
This is now Tom Brady's. Be quick, guys. Be quick and to the point. I want to try to get everybody through. Kenneth in Indianapolis, what you feeling good for?
What's up, Joe? What up? What up? How you doing, bro? Oh.
You got hung up on.
No, I'm not going to do it. But we literally
just said, don't do the what's up, how you doing. We're just trying to get through this fast.
Everyone on hold has heard me say that 6 times.
People don't respect you.
Clearly, man.
It's partly my fault because I shit on you all the time. And you sold your soul, so now people don't listen.
It's not helping.
Don't miss the All Out Show. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Shade 45. Or when you want to, on demand.
I got to. Back to those.
7874. Let's go out to Mike in Connecticut. Whoa, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call. First time listener, long time caller. I've been listening to what you guys are saying about Roman Reigns, and
wait a second. Did Mike just say first time listener, long time caller? Could have sworn Mike just said that.
Maybe. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I'm all mumble jumbled.
It's all right, buddy.
So
just say mumble jumbled. No, go ahead.
Both of you guys about this Roman Reigns thing. You know, I feel that in one perspective, they did pull the plug on him because of what they did with the whole Undertaker thing and what you guys were talking about a couple of weeks ago. You know, if they allowed Undertaker to come back as Undertaker, Roman Reigns would never be able to go out there and be like, I retired the Undertaker. And sure enough, you know, Undertaker came back as Undertaker and did what he did with John Cena. And now, like what Bully was saying, that WrestleMania, they had a perfect opportunity to do what he suggested, and it just fell flat. And again, last night, I mean, he was just out there, and I totally agree that he was just not, didn't have that tone in his voice, and he didn't care at all.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing of all, Mike, and thanks so much for the phone call. You said it before, man. Taking that Undertaker win away, him retiring the Undertaker at WrestleMania, WrestleMania 34 was a huge hit to Roman Reigns. Not only did he get your ass kicked by Brock Lesnar and get busted open, but the Undertaker comes back and wrestles. I mean, a lot was taken away from Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 34.
So let me bring you back to a point that I made a couple of weeks ago. Remember I said, if they did turn Roman heel, what would be the one thing he could always fall back on, Dave?
Is that he ended the Undertaker's career.
He could go to every city in every last corner of the planet Earth and tell fans, I'm Roman Reigns, I'm the guy that retired the Undertaker, and he would get instant boos, correct?
Yes.
How do I know that? Because last night, in Heyman's promo, he mentioned that Brock is the one that ended the streak, and it was the loudest boo of the promo. Guaranteed instant heat. And now, Roman doesn't even have that.
Yep. And think about that. That's Brock Lesnar defeating the undefeated streak of The Undertaker. You're taking it to a completely different level with Roman saying he ended his career. His career is done because of him. Think about that promo, the Monday Night Raw after last year's WrestleMania, where he just got completely booed. He didn't say a word. That was magic. That was probably the moment of Roman Reigns' career, was that promo after he beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania 33. You can never go back to that. You can never lean on that. And you're right, if they ever turn him heel, he can never use that as a line. That would have gotten instant heat.
I agree, man.
Man, and here we are saying of all the negatives of Roman Reigns and about how they've gotten away from Roman Reigns and missed opportunities and everything else, but come Friday, he's going to win the Universal title and he's going to be your new champion after he beats Brock Lesnar at the greatest Royal Rumble ever. We're going to have to get more takes from the Busted Open Nation because this is a compelling one. Because Roman Reigns, to me, is no longer the guy. Who could be that guy as well? We need some questions answered when Bo and I are back right here on Busted Open.
The hardest hitters in mixed martial arts are on MMA Tonight.
UFC welterweight challenger Yancy Medeiros joins us.
What do you think about the matchup with Mike Perry?
July 7th, you're going to see the real Yancy Medeiros. I want to look smooth. I want to outclass the guy. I don't want to outfight Mike. I want to outclass it and know that, this is a real Yancy.
MMA Tonight, Tuesdays through Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Only on your home for mixed martial arts. Sirius XM Rush, Channel 93. And on your phone with the Sirius XM app.
Just how good does a Sport Clips championship haircut experience make you feel?
Championship
like your hair
haircut
has its own walk of music.
From you, and you would want me to.
What? What?
What?
What?
Stop. Shut him down.
fuck is cheap, motherfucker?
In the studio together.
Make some noise, you at the top. Yell at your dope, right now.
But we can't hear a fucking word they're saying.
I'm not ready over the back seat. That's why I want you to build yourself. Put it on Instagram.
Hey guys, sounds like you're having fun, but we can't hear a damn thing.
So they turned the shitty audio from their shitty launch party into
tell the sound guy he's fired.
Into those promos. I guess you gotta do something.
And so on. So we begin this week with the letter I, which gives us plenty of...
That match makes no sense because Samoa Joe is now part of SmackDown. So I love what you're saying, Bully, because I think it's an absolute great idea. How did you always do it in the history of wrestling? When somebody needs to change, you have them go away for a while. Make the fans miss them and then bring them back. But you're not going to be able to do that when he's got a match signed already for Backlash in New Jersey.
Let me ask you this. What if the ref were to get bumped in the cage, right?
Yeah.
And Roman escaped, and the ref didn't see it, and Samoa Joe came down and popped Reigns in the back of the head and threw him back in the cage, only to get F5'd, and then the ref wakes up and counts to 1, 2, 3.
That's a good place for a ref bump. I like it.
What I'm saying is, at least it puts a little bit of steam on Joe, which would match the promos that he were doing. And now Roman can claim that he actually won the match and Joe screwed him out of it. And they have an angle.
But here's there's
something there.
I like it. But here's the problem, Bully, is that they do have a match in May at Backlash. but then they're on two different brands. So how do you follow up with that? Like, how do you follow up week after week on Raw and SmackDown when Reigns and Samoa Joe are on completely different brands?
I get it, man. I'm just trying to give you some scenarios here on if he wins and if he doesn't win. Listen, you're telling me that the match is planned, right?
Yeah.
And they're on two different brands, but the match is still going to happen, right?
Yes.
So they have to make the match make sense. What are they going to do? Have this match based on two Samoa Joe promos in which he cut Roman's balls off and that's it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're going to go all the way to May going, and Roman's going to come out on Raw and go, hey, Joe, I know you're on SmackDown and I know you eviscerated me, but I'm coming to get you. I mean, they have to have something going into the match. So what if that something was Joe was to cost Roman the match in Jeddah?
That would work well. By the way, Backlash is May 6th, so it's not a lot of time in between what we're going to see on Friday and that pay-per-view. It's a little bit more than a week. I just hope that this isn't just like a one-off scenario. And again, does it make sense that this match takes place if Roman Reigns is your Universal Champion when he's going up against Samoa Joe that's on a completely different brand?
And here's the thing. If they're going to have to, no matter what they do with Roman, that match at Backlash with Joe,
mm-hmm.
Roman is not in friendly territory in that match.
Oh,
you know
no.
Where they are? They're in the Northeast.
Yep.
They're in Jersey. That live crowd is going to see through everything.
Yep. I mean, think about that. You're so right. You're in Newark, New Jersey, for crying out loud. That is going to be 100% behind Samoa Joe. 100%.
Yep. So you better do something. If Roman does not win the championship, they better do something to get heat on Joe. And I don't even know if my scenario that I just said for Jeddah, I don't even know if that would play out. I mean, you'd have to do it, and then I think you'd at least have to follow it up on one Raw, where Joe shows up on a Raw or something like that, or Roman shows up on a SmackDown. I don't know. I'm just trying to be creative here with the hand excuse me, that we've been dealt.
Yep.
As I said yesterday, you got to play the hand that you're dealt to the best of your ability.
Well,
so, go ahead.
I'm thinking with that hand, it's time to fold. Seriously.
No, folding is not an option in pro wrestling. You fold, you might as well take your bags and go home. Okay? So, either Roman walks out the champion and faces Joe for the championship at Backlash, because who else, what else are we getting advertised for Backlash?
Right now, there's just three matches that are confirmed for Backlash. You got Seth Rollins and The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship, and you got Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss.
Okay, so are we to believe that Backlash, right now, the biggest match on Backlash would be for the IC title, or it would be Joe and Roman without a championship, correct?
Yes.
Because we're not getting Brock on it, are we?
No, probably not.
So, you either got to get that belt on Roman and make Roman and Joe for the championship, or you got to get heat on Joe so their match means something.
It is a pay-per-view, and it's the first dual-branded pay-per-view.
Oh, wrestling. Still such an exciting world. Never comes together quite as well as it seems like it should. All right, I'm gonna go. Have a good Tuesday. I'll see you later.